Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us right now is Brian Scalabrine, of course, the former Net, the former Celtics. I'm not sure the other teams he was on.
The Bulls.
That's right. Do you realize... Hi, Brian. How are you?
Good. I'm good. You know what? Like, so I do the radio show on Sirius, and we talk about Big Mike all the time.
Do you?
I've never met him.
Right.
But
well,
I can't wait to
tell. Until like 3 o'clock, you can meet him.
We're in the Mike Francesa
studio. Right.
That's
studio.
Correct.
That's right, yeah.
So I was like pretty excited about that. Even though I've never met him, I'm excited about being here because we talk about him all the time.
Now, what is that? Is that the Vince Carter dunk over Frederick Weiss?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
is that what that is?
America over everything.
Yeah, that's cool. That part is cool, though, Joe.
You know, that is unbelievable.
Am I being political? Am I not? It's like a cool dunk.
No, it's great.
You got Garnett in the background, two former teammates of mine, so I was like, I had to get this.
I hear Frederick Weiss now is selling shoes on the Champs-Élysées. That's what I hear. Do you realize something now? You know, there's certain games that I'll always attach, and Evan and I will attach a name of a player to. Like the, you know, the Charles Smith Memorial, that disaster that the Knicks had back in 1993.
Like when he missed all the layups?
Right. Well, yeah. Don't, okay.
They got fouled four times.
Well,
question. I'm a big Knicks fan, and there's a lot of pain. But anyway, do you realize you got a game named after you, the Brian Scalabrine game?
You
know what a game it is?
Yeah,
it's got to
be Detroit, right?
But of course.
Yeah.
Game five.
Triple overtime.
You only hit four threes in that game.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
No, which is really interesting because I do believe, you know, Chauncey made the half-court shot.
Yes.
Jason Kidd had to play 60 minutes. Yep. But I think, like, even though we went to overtime and that was my crowning moment, I think it was, like, the reason why we lost the series.
Yeah, no
we
question.
Should've just, if we could have finished it off, then J-Kidd wouldn't have been toast moving forward, right?
No
so
question.
It's just a very, very different vibe.
Well,
but, yeah, that's cool.
That's the thing, because as a diehard Net fan, I look at that game as, unfortunately, the end of the run. That was it. Because
was
even
it,
though
yeah.
there was some success, not like the two NBA finals and that win, as a fan, I was so enthused about Kidd playing 57 minutes and gutting it out, you being a hero. Everybody's fouling out. Aaron Williams is fouling out. Everybody's fouling. Kenyon Martin, I think. Everybody's fouling out of this stupid
How
game.
How many threes did you hit in that game?
Four.
Five for six?
I trust you. I'm just a fan.
I think it was five.
Five is even going to six.
There's a little background on this story that not a lot of people know. So, you know, like you just said, right? Rodney Rogers fouled out. Aaron Williams fouled out. Kenyon Martin fouled out. You know that Coach Frank, and there's nobody left. And I actually shot close to 80% from the field against the Knicks in the first round.
Right.
And I was having like a really good playoff, right? So Lawrence Frank looks down at the bench, and there was no one left. There's no one left. It had to be me.
Right.
I looked at him.
No one left.
He looked at me. He lettered a four-letter word that begins with the letter F.
Right.
And I was like, that's how you think of me? That's how you think of me? So I went in there. And it was like, a lot of it was, I was in the moment of the game, but a lot of it was like, man, I'll show you.
Yeah.
But Lawrence was good at motivating me different ways.
Right.
And, you know, like at times, you don't really get it. But it just like in my college career, when I played for Henry Bibby, it was like, in hindsight, I really was appreciative of coaches that ride me. That's when I play my best.
Right.
And Coach was like that. Coach Frank was like that. Bibby was like that. So it was good. But that was a good game for me.
I hate to say this. I was right. You were 4 for 4 from three. So it was not five. It was four. I'm looking at the box score. Unless Basketball Reference is wrong, but who cares? You're the hero from the game.
How did I go? So what was I from the field?
You were 6 for 7 from the field. That's the claim on Basketball
When did you
reference.
Come in that game?
12.
You didn't get into the game to the overtimes?
No. I played. I was 2 for 2. 2 for 2 in the first half.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, really? Four?
I'm sorry.
I think
we should call Basketball Reference and make sure it's accurate because they could make
a
mistake. It's very possible.
I like Big Mike right now. One,
one
two,
okay.
three.
Okay,
four.
Give the Big Mike voice. Okay, we're here.
We got one.
Scalabrine's here. My man.
Yeah.
Did you know? Because I was so pumped up after that game. Didn't know what the future held. Did you know because of Jason Kidd having to play the fifth? Did you know you guys were screwed?
Not until it was over, right? Okay. You always assume that he's going to like just bounce back,
find a way. And game six was at home, too.
Yeah, but he was toast. He was toast. And give the Pistons a ton of credit, right? Hey, those guys were awesome defensively.
They won the title.
They won a championship, yeah.
But game six, we went up early. They chipped away. And you remember there was like, I think it was 5 minutes and no one scored.
Yes.
No one scored. And then Rip Hamilton drove baseline, pump fake. Makes the shot over Kidd. But that was it was hard. Like Kidd was our engine, our motor, everything.
Sure, of course.
And you know, with the knee, he ended up having the microfracture after the season, but yeah, it was that was tough. I didn't know like what we know now is like the end of it. But I was like obviously on the road, triple overtime, big moment.
Game five. It was a great win.
That was a classic game. That's a classic playoff game. What was your first year with the Nets?
2001 when we got smoked by the Lakers in the finals.
Right. Yeah. So, because I always go back, and because you were on that team, and that game where you game five against the Pacers, which I always look at and say, well, that's the biggest game in the history of the franchise, certainly since they were in the NBA, and how close you came to not winning that game, and what a disappointment it would have been if you didn't win that
massive
game.
Yeah, you know, but if you remember in overtime, once again, Kidd willed.
No, he did.
He
outwilled Reggie Miller.
Yeah,
it's
so interesting how he, like, we associate dominating performances with making tough shots. Yeah. But he almost would, like, dominate the last 2 minutes of a game and not make tough shots.
Right,
it would be
right.
Pick up a loose ball, go out in transition, get a layup when everyone was jogging back. It would be, you know, a big steal, crack back, or a big rebound. Like, he would always win games doing everything but making a big shot. And he'd make big shots, too.
Oh, sure, yeah.
But it was like the other stuff. You were just like, it was mind-blowing how he would do that. I loved playing with him.
He made you a lot of money, too.
Yeah, no, I made a lot of guys a lot of money. From the start to the end, like, I just, like, if like, you know, like just, I think that everyone should approach the game the way he did. And I know it's so different now in the way that people play, but he was all about just, it was about winning. It was about sacrificing and what you can do to win and pushing your body. I learned a lot from Jason.
Now, I listen to you with Frank. Mm-hmm. It's enjoyable because I like hearing basketball talk. You guys are very entertaining, but I got to tell you what ticks me off about you.
Is me or Frank?
Frank ticks me off about a million things.
Okay, about Frank Isola, right?
Frank Isola.
Frankie
Here's
Ice.
What ticks me off. I hear you talking. You're a Net, okay? You're not a Celtic.
Oh,
and
God.
I feel like they stole away. They love you. You do the pre and post. And I'm sure you do a great job.
Is that what you do?
But
you're
Celtics a Celtic
pre-post
now.
I call the games.
Oh, you do?
Games. Yeah. I don't like this. I feel lucky about it. Like
why?
Because you're a Net. Those moments with the
they're
Net.
They're not even there anymore.
There doesn't
they're
matter.
Brooklyn.
The franchise
Come
is
on.
The same.
You got to let that one go.
I can't let it go. You're
you
a
understand?
Celtic now.
Let me just say, if I was doing the games for the Nets, or they were signing my checks, then I'd be a Net.
We'll make that happen.
You understand. I'm a Knicks fan. He's a Net fan. I go way back. I mean, I go back to Bill Russell.
You have to, because you guys haven't been good in 20 years.
I'm saying, how far back I go.
Yeah.
And my hatred for the state. I grew up watching them win every year.
Yeah.
I mean, well before the Knicks were even, you know, relevant at that point in time. So I have this massive hatred for the Celtics over the years. Like when they would play the Lakers every year in the finals in the 60s, I rooted for the Lakers.
Okay.
Even though I can't stand the Lakers now. But I mean, so, and he hates the Celtics too because, you know.
I can imagine.
We built them.
Especially because Billy King basically handed them the team they got now.
Yeah, but
so
what,
you got to understand
can't hate
that,
now.
Brian.
Don't hate
you
now.
You got to understand
when,
that.
When it happened at the beginning, what'd you think?
No, he did like it.
I liked it.
All right, I don't want
to
hear.
No, I'm allowed to.
No. You either at the time you're like, I like it or I don't.
You know what made me hate it more? Because the stories came out that basically, I understood taking the risk. The risk was worth it. But it's almost like Danny said, let me see if I can get another pick out of him. Billy's like, sure, take it.
The right to swap.
Well.
It was the right to swap.
Yeah, why throw that in? Why is that necessary?
Because they thought it wasn't a big deal. We're going to be good. We're building this team. We're going to be good for years.
Yeah,
they thought the right to swap. And so the first pick was James Young, nothing.
Right.
The next was a right to swap. And that was Jaylen Brown, right?
I think it was Jaylen Brown. One of them was Jaylen Brown.
No, it was a nothing. It was like, and then it became the Jaylen Brown, Kyrie, and
Jason Tatum.
Again, the right to swaps were thrown in at the last minute, and it was
that's what killed me.
It killed you guys.
Oh,
yeah, the picks, fine, but the right to swaps, Those killed you.
Yeah, because I thought the risk, and I stand by it, they were a gutless basketball team the way they lost that game. Seven of the Bulls, they were gutless. Darren Williams was not a leader, and they needed the toughness of KG and Pierce. I was all in on that.
Yeah.
It was just what they gave up and how it became over the top.
Yeah, for sure.
That's what kills me about it.
For sure. Let's move on.
Yes, let me talk about
it. So you consider yourself a Celtic. Is that what the deal is with you?
Yeah, yeah. I go to every game. I cover them. Come on.
How many years you play for them?
Five. You played four with the Nets.
No, you did play more with
that. And I won a championship with those guys.
Right.
And, you know, like, oh, come on.
How about
no, I understand.
How about your big three team, the Ball Hogs, right? Yeah. Give me a scouting report, because I thought this league idea is a very good idea. It was successful last year. Right. We got another year
coming
out.
That's an NBA team, the Ball Hogs?
Yeah. It's really interesting that, like, I'm, like, the least Ball Hog player in NBA
who's
history.
On the team? Who's on that team with
you? So, Deshaun Stevenson, Josh Childress, Andre Owens. We got this guy from Connecticut named Corsley Edwards, a really big, strong kid, seven-footer. We need that to go against, like, the Kwame Browns of the world, the Reggie Evans of the world.
Right, right.
And then Jermaine Taylor's like you get five guys and you get like an alternate to come in if someone's hurt or something like that. So that's the team. And last year I took defenders or multi-skilled guys. This year I just took with the toughest guys I can find. Three-on-three is about mano-a-mano being tough. So I went out and did that. And we'll see how it goes. We start up on Friday. I'm super pumped about it. Rick Barry's our coach. He does a great job.
Rick Barry's the coach.
Yeah,
wow.
And he does a great job of, like, putting us. He's so innovative in his stuff that he runs. He does puts us in really good positions.
He's shooting underhand free throws. Just
you know
like
what? Last year, I got fouled, and as a tribute to him, I shot it.
I missed it.
But he taught us how to do it. And I think a lot of guys should do it.
Oh, yeah. Especially the guys who can't
shoot. But the guy shot 95% in his career, whatever he shot.
Like, I did it like three times, and the ball dies on the rim. It'd be interesting to see.
Rick Barry doesn't get enough credit for as great a player as he was.
Oh, he's big time.
He kind of gets lost in it. He was a tremendous player, Rick Barry.
He's a top 50, no question.
No question.
No one talks. Like, what he did, he was so good during that time. And he talks about, like, the salaries that people made back in the day, man.
Like, no money.
That would be nice for the people nowadays respect, like, the sacrifices that those guys made to build the league to what it is today.
No question.
Everybody was part of the cog that built. And then we have, like, George Iceman is a coach.
Oh,
you know,
really?
Clyde Drexler.
George Gervin is a coach?
Yeah. So
Clyde Drexler,
runs the league now. He's the commissioner. So Gary Payton's there. It's like the who's who of like old basketball.
You got a lot
players.
Of Hall of Famers coaching teams.
It's really fun. And Ice Cube and Jeff, those guys do a great job of organizing. It's not an easy thing to do. You're starting something fresh. You're going into a new city. You're trying to get, and we come in, we do hip hop radio, sports radio to try to drive up the interest, but it's really fun. Last year averaged 12,000 people, we're not playing in empty gyms or anything that. It's fun.
The championship this year is in Brooklyn?
The championship
right
game is in Brooklyn. Awesome.
Your team is for what's the city you represent?
It's not like that.
Oh, there's no city?
No.
They do
a
tour.
Team.
They tour
and
the country.
And you guys just basically tour the country.
Yeah.
Wow.
And how many teams in the league?
Eight
teams.
And it's on FS1, if I'm not mistaken.
FS1 on Friday nights. It'll be live.
Oh, it's going to be live this year. Good.
Yeah, which is interesting.
I didn't like that on tape last year.
Which is interesting because we wear mics, and the mics are open.
Oh, nice.
So we have a delay. So if the guy, like, sips a cup of coffee and someone drops like a mother trucker, then all of a sudden he had to hit the beep button.
That's great.
You know?
That's pretty
because
good.
There's a lot of trash talking going on. Everyone's
I'm sure.
cool off the court, but on the court, man, it's like a lot of people going at
it. I watched a lot of it last year. That was my only complaint I had. You got to give it to me live. Is awesome.
You wanna,
that's
sports,
great. That's
sports.
Good. I'm glad you guys are doing
Fox
that.
Fox knew that, and they took a next step. You know, Adidas got in. Like these guys that are developing this league, it's not an easy thing to do. They're doing a great job.
Right. Well, I'm going to talk to We got to get you back here in the Nets family. You can't be a Celtic.
It's painful, Brian. Who the Knicks taking? You guys should know this.
I have no idea.
Who do you want them to take?
He wants them to take
Trae Young.
You know what I want them to take? The right guy.
Yeah. That's what people in New York say now.
I don't care who they take. Let this guy be a player for them for a number
I think they're going to take Knox. I think they're really falling in love with him. They think he's the next Paul George. And if I had to guess right now, I think that's where they're going to go.
All right. That's good to know.
We'll see.
It's been a long time, Brian. It's been a long time.
They should be bad again next year, and then we'll
see
what happens.
They should be bad forever. I don't see where there's ever light at the end of the tunnel.
And the Celtics are getting Kawhi. There's no doubt in my mind.
You know, that report came out today that he's not going to a Western Conference team. Why would that ever be reported? Because
it's weird.
Why would you eliminate 14 teams? You know, and saying, like, we don't want to trade him. What if the best deal is from somewhere?
You got to weigh it. Brian, we got to go. But
you
got to
go.
You have to go,
crazy.
Actually. Thank
All
you, Brian.
Right. Brian, great talking to you, man.
Brian
Scalabrine.
Check out the Big Three. It is very, very cool. They had it last year. They have the eight teams he mentioned.
I didn't realize
they tore
Rick Barry's
the
coach.
Oh, they got guys, man.
There's a guy to get honored. Rick Barry. Get him on.
We had him on, I think, last year. He was a good spot.
Oh, yeah. He's tremendous.
No, he's very cool.
One of the great players of all time. He's so lost in the shuffle, it's terrible.
And he's the head coach of the Ball Hogs.
Yeah,
we'll see how they do this year.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.